I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boko Haram may no longer be Nigeria's biggest problem. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the nomadic, militant Muslim Fulani herdsmen in mid-Nigeria are catching up in violence. In September through November of last year, they killed nearly 100 people in attacks against Christian villages, and hundreds of homes were destroyed. So how do these believers respond under constant threat? Well, sometimes faith is lost. Other times, it's deepened.
There's always this underlying aspect of, violence coming to the surface. And in some cases, it's just sparked because, somebody decides that they want to, in the case of the Fulanis, go in and take land. And they rally everybody up.
The best way that you can help right now is to pray that these believers would remain strong in their faith. And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, was recently in Syria co-producing the documentary Al Raqqa Between Yesterday and Today. Now that ISIS has been pushed out of the area, many people are looking to go back home. Sat7's Dennis Ween shares.
There's enormous work to be done because infrastructure has been destroyed. And you think of, plumbing, electricity, and public services have all been destroyed. And so that whole infrastructure of community has to be rebuilt, reestablished, re-equipped.
Ween says a lot of people returning to Syria are dealing with post-traumatic stress, but there aren't enough counselors in the country to help. Sat7's meeting these needs, though, by delivering trauma counseling through satellite television. And in doing so, they're sharing Christ's love through word and action. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.